are tuned in to the Six and Road Show. And we're going to get it on and popping, me and Six, in a minute. Because you know what I forgot to do? I forgot to put us in cyber gas. So give me 1 minute, y'all. We'll get this show started. Tonight's topic is who cheats better, men or women? When I get Six on the line, we are going to talk about this. So just give me 1 minute, y'all.
Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio. If you desire to speak to the host, please press 1 at any time, and the host will be notified that there is a caller in queue. Otherwise, please hold and you will be able to listen to the show.
Road is going to be joining real soon.
Unmuted.
And this is our newest show on Tuesday.
Yes.
There she is. She's arrived.
The Road Show.
She stepped out of her limo. Welcome. Yeah.
So tonight, as I was saying, tonight's topic is who cheats better, men or women? So if you want to call in to either station, you can call into 6 Hours Radio at 424-243-9617, or you can call into Road to Stardom Radio 347-202-0318. So now, Six, who you think cheats better, men or women?
You know, I can't personally answer that because me being the great lover that I am, I have never cheated on my woman. So I can't answer that. What I will say is, women are more smarter. Guys run their mouth too much. So I'm gonna have to say, even though I've never cheated on my woman, I'm going to say women.
So you say women are better cheaters. Why do you think women are better cheaters?
Because guys run their mouth. If they do something, they got to tell it. Even if it's a lie, they still got to tell it. And if it's the truth, they got to tell it. So that's what I feel. I feel, you know, you shouldn't cheat in the first place. But if you're going to cheat, at least shut the fuck up, you know, if you're going to do it, you know, because you could be married to a good wife out there. And I say, why cheat on her in the first place? But if you do, watch who you talk to, because you never know who knows who.
True.
So me, you know, I've dated Halle Berry years ago. Beyonce, we were together. The Jay-Z took it from me, you know. So
stop lying. Tell the truth. You wasn't with neither woman, so stop lying.
In my mind, I was. and I treated them good. Yeah, but no, this is a true story though. I did meet Halle Berry at work one day. Seriously, true story. Job I worked, and she walked in. She said, "Hi, cutie." I said, "How you doing?" And she actually told me I had some nice lips. So I tell that story whenever I can. True story. And she was enjoying herself. But this was during the time that she had gotten to that fender bender and hit that car. And she was enjoying herself till some asshole said, "Hey, Holly, I hope you didn't park next to me." And she left. But it was a pleasure meeting her. And she looked great in those jeans. She did.
Okay. So I agree with you that women are better cheaters. I agree with you. Yeah,
you a cheater, Rose? Do you cheat?
No, I do not cheat. I have no reason to cheat.
Okay.
I have no reason to cheat.
I didn't think you did, but I just asked. I just thought I'd ask.
No, I don't. I've never cheated on anyone. Don't have a reason to cheat. That's the problem with men, is that as soon as they feel their woman is getting on their nerves and she's nagging them too much, they want to go to somebody else who ain't nagging them, and that's how the cheating starts.
Mm-hmm. I agree. So
call
in 424-243-9617, and let's talk about this.
And she's telling you to take the trash out, then you need to take the trash out. Don't use that as every time she has to tell you that as that's her nagging you. Take the trash out. Nobody wants to be have a dirty kitchen filled with trash. Wash the dishes if she asks you to wash the dishes. How hard is that? So
listen,
you take that as an excuse that she's nagging you and you go out and cheat. And then once
the role of the man is to take care of the house. Okay? So that means if I ask for something to eat, don't give me no lip. If I ask for something to eat, I shouldn't have to say it but once. Hey, baby, I'm hungry. Can you make me something to eat? Now, if it comes 30 minutes later and I find myself repeating myself, I'm going to be upset. I'm going to make sure the trash is out. I'm going to make sure the house is running efficiently. So that means when you walk up the steps, you ain't going to fall, break your neck. The banister ain't going to fall off. You know, everything that's supposed to be done and maintained, I'm going to do. But if I ask for a bowl of popcorn, Debbie, make it for me. Don't give me no lip.
If she don't live with you, then you going to have to make your own popcorn.
Hey, it doesn't matter. If they come visit me and I want some popcorn, don't give me no lip. Hey, baby, can you go in there and make me some popcorn? I don't want to hear no, I won't make you popcorn. That's all I ask, simple stuff, you know? Simple. But people should not cheat, but a lot of people do. I don't condone it. And again, me myself, like I said, I've never cheated on any chick that I've been with. Now, you know, me and Holly, you know, we didn't work out. Eric took her from me, Eric Benet. And then Jay just came along, you know. I thought we was doing good. I mean, we both got big lips. But his wallet is way thicker than mine, so I guess that won out. But, hey, Jay-Z, I'm going to catch you, brother. I'm going to catch you. You know, so you go on here with B, you know. It's your boy. You know, so it's cool. You know, it's cool. I still, you know, like them, you know, as an artist. Jay-Z is a businessman. And Beyonce, I mean, her new album that came out, I've never heard anybody that marketed that like that. I mean, that was pretty clever to have an album out. And it's been completed for a year and a half. And for her to just come out like that and do those numbers that she did was pretty incredible. So I hope everyone's keeping warm. I mean, I don't know where you're at, whatever part of the world you're in. But right now it's like minus 11 degrees where I'm at. And I'm sure it's cold over there where you're at, right, Ro?
Yep.
So, yeah. So please keep warm and please check on the elderly. If you know of any elderly people, please call and make sure that their heat is working properly. Make sure they don't have any space heaters because that causes a lot of fires, you know, a lot of fatalities with those space heaters because a lot of those space heaters don't have the safety shut-off features that they have, you know, and we don't want nobody, you know, burning up, you know, unnecessarily. So please check on the elderly and just on the news, a guy froze in his driveway. So, you know, just check on everybody. Make sure everybody's cool and animals, you know. Bring animals in if you can because there's a lady that got eight ducks living with her. True story. She saw these ducks outside. They were cold. She let them inside her house. They made a makeshift cage for them, and she gives them a bath. Not give them a bath, but let them, you know, swim around in the tub for an hour, you know, so that's love right there. You know, we got to have more love. So how's your New Year's going so far?
Fine.
Good.
How's yours going?
My New Year's going all right so far. You know, it's going all right. I'm just trying to have a good 2014. I'm trying to get my locks. I want to get my locks for 2014. So I think I got somebody that's going to do them. Actually, my artist, Earthtone, I talked with her, and she said she's going to do them for me. And she has locks, too. So I had to fire my cousin, Santina. I had to fire her. But she did a good job. You know, she tried. So I think Six will have locks for 2014. Are you happy? On that note, if you're listening, call in 424-243-9617. You'll like them when you see them.
Well,
call in, let's talk.
We're going to get into the first song of the night.
Let's get into it.
I'm trying to figure out what to play, because, you know, we're talking about cheating. Who's the better cheater? So I'm trying to see if I have a song that fits what we're talking about. You know what fits what we're talking about? The song I have called Busta. That's what fits. The reason why the song fits, because if he's cheating on you, he's a bust. Ain't no man who really wants to be with a woman that he is dating is going to cheat on her. So,
you know what? Hold on, before you do that, I got my brother from another mother here. Ernest, have you ever cheated?
No. Never in your life. No.
Okay. You heard it. So that's two people I know that hasn't cheated. Oh, and Papa Six Eyes has not cheated. So that's three people I know that hasn't cheated.
You don't know that before he got with your mama. You don't know what he was doing before he got with your mama.
Well, if it was before he got with my mama, it ain't cheating. I'm talking about being married to my mom. I don't give a damn about who you're with. I'm talking about being married to my mother right now.
Your papa had a life before your mama, and he was dating women. I'm sure in his younger years, he met a woman and made a mistake and cheated on her. And when he decided he was ready to settle down, that's when he met your mama. And they got married.
Well, let's call them and see. Hold on.
Now, you know better than to call your papa to ask him if he done cheated before. Let's get into the song, Busta.
Wish I would have known that.
I gave everything to you.
that was Misha right there with Busta. And that song right there fits what the show topic is about. Because if you're cheating on your woman or your man, that's exactly what you are, a buster.
Well, here's the thing. You know, there's many definitions of cheating. So why don't you call in 424-243-9617 and give your definition of cheating. What does cheating mean to you? Define it. So call in 424-243-9617 or...
You got physical cheating. You got emotional cheating. What else? There's only two ways you can
cheat. That's for them.
Cheat.
That's for them. Give the number so they can call in.
The number to call in to Roll to Start the Radio is 347-202-0318. That's 347-202-0318. If you want to call into Six Eyes Radio, or you got to call in 424-243-9617.
Yes, because I especially want to hear the women's definition of what cheating is. So all y'all females, y'all call in, and you might win coffee with Six.
See, females, when it comes to being in a relationship, we put our emotions into it. Men don't necessarily put their emotions into it. But those who truly are at that point where they are really looking for love and they get cheated on, their emotions do show. And though, you know, some guys are looking just to hit it and quit it. But they don't tell the woman that they picked up just to hit it and quit it. They throw in that line. They looking for a relationship. When she says, oh, I'm looking for a relationship, he goes, me too. So he's telling her, right there, he's telling her he wants to be in a relationship. And she could potentially be that woman that he gets in a relationship with, if it works out. But sometimes, once they get what they want, they ghost.
You know what? And that can go either way, you know.
Honest and tell the dude she just wanna have fun. She's not gonna
Rose,
do that.
Not
oh,
all the time.
I want a relationship, and then they go at
Rose,
it.
Not all the time. Road, not all the time.
Yes, it. We are honest. That's why when women cheat and they get away with it, because they're honest.
Okay, so you're saying all guys are liars? Is that what you're saying? Because if that's what you're saying, you're calling me a liar. Are you calling me a liar?
I didn't say all guys are liars. You brought that up. I didn't say nothing about a dude. I said women are honest. I didn't say nothing about
and
guys
saying
liars. I said women are honest when it comes to cheating.
Are you saying guys aren't? That's the question I asked you.
You only said that because of what I said. And I never said that men were liars.
Now,
I said women
I
are
want
truthful
people to
when
call
it
in.
Comes to cheating. Women are truthful when it comes to cheating. How many times have you noticed when a guy gets busted cheating, he comes up with a lie to tell her to make it seem it's her fault that's why it happened?
Okay. And how many times do y'all come with when y'all cheated? Oh, well, you weren't paying attention to me. You weren't paying attention to me, so you didn't have to do shit. Anybody that cheats on Six Eyes is a fool.
That's being truthful. If I tell you I cheated and the only reason why I cheated is because you wasn't giving me any attention, I'm being truthful. I don't got
to
I'm sure you would
justify that. I knew it. That's why I said it, because I knew you would say that. Now, even if the guy is giving attention to the woman, even if he is, I mean, they're watching TV together, they're doing everything together, And now
but
women even watch sports.
So you got to understand, like I said, women tell the truth. So she already established what kind of relationship the two of them have. If he didn't do it, she did it. If she wants to really be with this dude and make him her man, she's going to tell him that's exactly what she wants. A dude is going to beat around the bush and not say that's what he wants because he want to keep sowing his wild oats.
I disagree. I disagree. You know,
I'm
and
not
you just generalize.
I'm not saying all men. I'm just saying those. You know how many times I've been approached where dudes telling me they want to get with me, and I'm upfront and honest and say I'm looking for a relationship, and they lie and say they want the same thing?
How many, Ro? A number, Ro. Give me a number.
Let's see. I can say a handful. Because I can't give you a distinct
number.
I can say a handful.
A handful consists of what number?
What? You know what a handful
five,
is?
Three
is not a handful. A handful is, okay, five. I will go five. Because I can't give you a distinct number. I'm going to go five. Now,
five.
They say, I want to get with you. And then what I say is, well, I'm looking for a relationship. And they say, me too. And then it goes to the point where we're talking. As soon as they get what they want, there's no point in trying to get a relationship because they already got what they wanted. They only said that to get what they want in the first place. They want you to think that's what they want, so you get all vulnerable and let down your guard and give them what they want.
Rod, I'm so disappointed in you right now.
How are you disappointed
that
in me?
That is the most bullshittest thing I ever heard you say.
How is that bullshit? You're one of the good ones, so you can't say it's bullshit because you're one of the good ones. You're not that type of man that is going to come go out there and tell a woman what she want to hear to get what you want.
No. All I ask
is
she stump with me, drink coffee with me, and eat popcorn with me. That's all I ask. You know, and wear jeans because I love jeans. I love to see women in jeans. That's all I ask. Don't give me no lip. Drink coffee with me, stump with me, eat popcorn with me, and wear blue jeans and listen to my show and support what I do because I support what you do. That's all I ask.
But there are men who will say, tell you they want you, and there are women who do the same thing, say the same thing, but they don't want the man in that way. You see what I'm saying? There are men who tell women they want them, but they don't say, my thing is this, if you want someone just on a sexual basis, be honest and say that's all you want. Because 9 out of 10, she'll say yes and give it to you. You ain't got to lie to her and say you looking for a relationship just like she is just to get the draws. I mean, that's so unnecessary.
I wish you would have a brave soul, male or female, to call in 424-243-9617. Is there one brave soul that can call in and engage in this conversation? Is there one that will call in 424-243-9617? Is there one?
We're going to take a music break. And I feel, because, like I said, a handful for me that said, oh yeah, I want to be with you. I want to be in a relationship. But the conversation is more on the sexual side than it is about wanting to really be in a damn relationship. So how much of a relationship you want to be in when if the conversation draws more on the sexual side than anything else?
Yeah. Well, here's what I hate. Here's what I hate about relationships. Okay, you're getting good with a relationship. You're getting good with a chick. Everything's going good. And then you get these termites. And I call them termites because they come out of the woodwork. Okay? Now, our relationship is going good. Then these termites come out. And 9 times out of 10, if these termites have a baby by this woman, the bond is stronger. Okay, so then here I come, the good guy. Shit, then I done fixed up. I done built her back up and got her feeling good about herself. Same thing he should have done prior to me getting with her. So I built them back up. Now, if they got a kid, 9 times out of 10, 6 eyes is out the door. And I'm pissed because I didn't build her up. And he didn't realize what he had in the first place. So why did it take a good man to come along for his dumb ass to realize what he had in the first place? That really burns me.
Like you said, he's a dumb ass. And, you can capitalize the word ass because he's an ass.
Yeah, that really pissed me off right there. That's happened to me a couple times. You know, I mean, we're going good. We're doing good. You know, and
the reason
why
is because see, you got to understand, I'm not going to say most women get with other guys, but they're never over their ex or the person they had a baby with. They're never really over them because they can see that person out in public as something to trigger a memory that's a good memory about them, and they be like, dang, I miss being with, and they'd be like, dang, I miss being with so-and-so. But when you was with so-and-so, he wasn't really trying to be with you. So why even waste your time even going back? But don't do it because y'all got a child together. That's stupid. Why even waste your if y'all had problems before, you're going to have problems again. Ain't nothing changed. Just because you ain't been around him in a while, ain't nothing changed. He's still the same person you dated that broke your heart, and ain't nothing changed.
And I'm glad you said that. I'm glad you said that because here's the thing, and we can go back. Now, we're 7 days into the new year. Okay, we're 7 days into the new year. It's January 7th, 2014. And I'm going to say this. I'm glad you brought that up. If you're doing the same thing in 2014 that you did in 2013, it doesn't matter. All it is just a new year. You have to change you. And whatever you did in 2013, leave it there. Don't do. Leave it there and move forward. You know? Women, y'all don't drive cars backwards, so why do y'all keep looking backwards to y'all future when you got a great guy standing in front of you? But yet you want to look back.
Because
you don't drive a car backwards.
Just like we said, the guy is an ass. You can put most women in that same category for going backwards. The only reason why
I think
most women went backwards and it worked out for them is because maybe at that time when they were dating that person, it wasn't the right. You know, some people meet the right person, but at the wrong time. You understand what I'm saying?
Yes.
There's something
going on
in your life that you can't carry on the relationship with right now, so you gotta let it go. But some people do it the wrong way. You know what I'm saying? They let go the wrong way by cheating, so they go cheat to let the person, so because they know. And she find out I cheated, she's going to dump me. Not necessarily. Some women can forgive cheating and still stick with the person.
Mm-hmm. Well, like I say, it's sad. Because, like
it
I said, our generation, our parents, that's the last of the good breed right there. Anything after our parents got married, it's questionable. You know, It is. I think there's a lot of opportunists out there.
Elaborate. What do you mean there's a lot of opportunists? Elaborate. You can't say something and then not elaborate on it.
What I'm saying is, it's convenience. Okay, so you get with this chick. A lot of guys get with chicks for inconvenience. A lot of females get with guys for convenience. You know, and it's like, okay, it's like you rent a car for a week. So after the week is up, okay, you turn the car back in. Okay, and then you go back to whatever you were driving. So that's what a lot of women do. What a lot of guys do, you know. And then their car is at home in the driveway, just sitting there, you know. And that ain't cool. That ain't cool. Like I said, I don't condone cheating. I haven't cheated with none of my chicks that I boogie down with. And no one should, you know, but everybody, like I say, I wish you guys would call in with your definition of cheating. I don't believe nobody hasn't called in yet. Is there anybody in the chat room?
Nope.
What the hell with you? You know? That's crazy. So I don't know. But like I say, I've not cheated, so I can't really say, you know.
You can.
Can't really say.
Okay, you didn't never cheat. But I'm sure if you've been around, well, your boy will come tell you, yo,
oh.
I was with shorty.
Yeah.
I've been around that with my friends, where my friends are telling me who, that where they talk about who they've been with, and that's not even the person they're dating. So I've been around that, so I know, even if I've never seen anyone, I've been around and heard stories. So it's not like you can't say anything about the you can say something because you've been around it, not that you did it, but you've been around it.
Oh, yeah.
That's the thing.
You know.
Even if you haven't done it, you've been around people who've done it, and they come and they tell you, yeah, I saw Paul was going to my cousin's house, but I already went to Sean's house, and me and Sean got a poppy. She's going to go.
Hey, that's how that lady sounds.
What lady?
That lady I was telling you about, the one that listened to my show, that she was singing at church. It was something. I can't remember what happened, but that's how she sounds.
Okay. But that's how it goes down. I'm telling you, in private, when girls are with their girls, they are saying who they hooked up with, even though they got a man. And they expect their girls to keep quiet about it. Because if they may find out it's over, well, you shouldn't have cheated in the first place. And the same thing with a dude.
So
he going to tell his boys,
Karina
got it popping, yo. Yo, that chick bad, yo. And his friends are looking at him like, dude, you got a girl, so why are you bragging about some other chick?
Yeah. Let me ask you this. Now, y'all sit around, because guys really talk. So what I'm saying, do y'all have like the cone where, we ain't going to tell your man. Do y'all honor that?
What, girl code?
All the time.
Of course you got to honor the code.
All the time, have you ever broken
the code? It depends.
Have you ever broke the girl code?
No. It depends. Only time you break the code is if that person is dating a family member, because blood is thicker than water. Because that person is always going to be your blood, and that person could stop being your friend. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If it's a family member, it's different.
I got a cousin. Okay.
Oh, my God.
I got a cousin, Herbert. Now, if...
Why are you laughing?
All right, now listen. If I got a cousin, now, we have been through a lot of holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And this person is still there. How do you get rid of that person?
We've had this discussion off air, but you want to bring it on air. I told you, your cousin got something to tell you that he don't know how to tell you. Because there's no way in the world that you want to let somebody stay with you who ain't helping you chip in on the bills or anything like that. There's no way. especially a dude. Ain't no dude gonna let no other dude lay up with him. Ain't no dude gonna let no other dude lay up in his crib and not have him contribute.
Yeah.
So like I said, your cousin has something to tell you. He don't know how to tell you.
Well, he tried to get with you, so, you know, he take you out to a nice
dinner. That don't mean jack.
I'm going to hook that up for you.
No, that don't mean jack. You told me he was engaged to be married, but he broke up with the girl that he was supposed to marry. That's flag number one right there.
Yeah.
If they was engaged to be married and he broke up, and they broke up, that's a red flag right there. Because his reasoning for them breaking up has to be a good one. Either she cheated or he cheated, one or the other. That's the only reason I can see them not wanting to get married anymore.
Mm.
So, your cousin, like I said, got something to tell you and don't know how to tell you. But if that person is still there, you's a grown man, why would you stay at someone's house like that? I understand you came to visit, and that's all good, but why would you overstay your welcome? Why are you laughing?
Wow.
It's the truth. If I call you up and say, I'm going to come and visit you, and I come visit you, and I stay longer than I say I was going to stay, I've always stayed my welcome.
Well, let's switch the tables. I'm going to let them work that out. I don't care, but I just thought I'd ask you, you know. But
like
how do
I
you
said,
feel?
Your cousin has something to tell you. He don't know how to tell you. Because there's no way in the world. That a dude is going to let another dude stay with him this long for no reason, and he's not contributing to the household.
Well, I'm going to hook y'all up and save my cousin. That's what I'm going to do. But how do you feel? How do you feel if your best friend got with your woman? I want people to call in on that, 424-243-9617.
That is just wrong. That's breaking the bro code. I understand dudes be saying bros before hoes. So if this this chick didn't mean anything, then he's going to stick with his bro. But if the chick meant something to him, that's dead wrong. You can't tell me you my friend, but you going and messing with my ex or someone I'm dating now, but it's not really serious, but you go mess with them behind my back. You can't tell me you a friend, because most girls do this, and then they tell their friend, I only did it to prove to you that he ain't no good. No. You only did it because the other chick was dumb enough to tell you how good her man is in bed, and you want to test it out for yourself. The same guys do the same thing. Tell a homeboy, so and so was good in bed, and if she's not the girl he want to settle down with, make his girlfriend, then it don't matter to him because he's gonna say, bro before hoes. But if it's a girl he want to settle down with, then that's messed up that his friend would do. Then that's not a friend. Why would you want to sleep with someone your friend already slept with? Like, why would you? That makes no sense. Like, why? Same thing for a woman. Why would you want to sleep with a dude that your friend already slept with?
Call in 424-243-9617. Get in on the conversation. 424-243-9617. You're listening to Six and Road on Six Eyes Radio and on Road to Stardom Radio. So call in. You know, this being the first show, we might not have no callers for the first show, but that's understandable. But they'll check out the archive, and they'll know that we're here every Tuesday,
but the thing,
8 p.m.
It don't, you know what I'm saying, it don't make sense. That's like you dating someone and Ernest is dating behind your back messing with them, and y'all see each other every day, and you don't even know it.
Mm-hmm.
So that would be,
yeah,
that's wrong. That would be wrong on Ernest. Not to say that she's the woman you want to settle down with, but still, you spending time with this person, and he knows that because he sees y'all spending time together.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, yeah.
You know what? We're going to get to another song. This song right here is a good one. This is a K. Michelle song.
Oh, yeah. K. Michelle got a... Oh, my God. I love her.
And this song is called Kiss My Ass.
I ain't kissing your ass, K. Michelle, but you got a nice ass.
Hold back.
All right, y'all. That was Kay Michelle right there with Kiss My Ass. And that's how I be feeling sometimes. The one to say to some a certain person, kiss my ass. Sit where you at. Okay, I see you must have lost six. And you are listening to the Six Day Road Show. We appreciate you rocking with us. And if you want to join in on the discussion, all you got to do is call into 347-202-0318. That's 347-202-0318. And 424-423-9617. So you can go either number to join in on the discussion. Who cheats better, men or women? And me and Six both said women. And so you call in, join in on the discussion. Yes, we coming on Tuesdays at 8 p.m. with the Six and Road Show. Yep, this is nothing like your mama's talk show. You know, mama used to watch Sally Jesse Raphael, Oprah Winfrey. It's nothing like that. We talk about any and everything on this show. Yes, we can get gritty and grimy with it on the stuff we gonna talk about. Or we could be normal about it. Talk about everyday things. Yep. I don't know where my co-host went. I don't know where he went. But the topic is for tonight, who cheats better, men or women? I say women, Six say women, and the reason why we say...
Hello, hello, I'm back.
Yeah, where you been at, dude?
Oh, my God, I got this goddamn new phone, and it's sensitive, so the screen went black. Welcome back, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm back. The damn screen, I got this damn galaxy, and the shit went too dark. This portion of Six and Road is brought to you by Maxwell House, the only coffee for six. And if you want to win coffee with six, call in right now, 424-243-9617. Tell me what my favorite food is, and you can win coffee with six eyes or my favorite producers. And host of Road to Stardom and Six Eyes Radio are not eligible for this contest. I'm sorry. So, Road, you can't answer the question.
What? What's the question?
What is my favorite food and who's my favorite producers?
Pharrell, Timbaland. And your favorite food is what, popcorn?
Food, not snack. What's my favorite? What
popcorn
is my favorite?
Popcorn is a food. Popcorn is a food.
Popcorn is a snack. Okay, put it this way. Out of ribs, chicken, lamb, steak, what is my favorite?
Chicken, lamb, chicken. Ding, 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 ding.
Now, you can give the answer away. So anybody that's listening, call in 424-243-9617, and you will win coffee with six eyes. That's right. Coffee with six eyes.
Nigga with no damn, nobody with no damn coffee. How you gonna offer coffee? They call in and they don't even live in Cleveland. How the hell you gonna give them coffee?
Listen, we will Skype and have a cup of coffee together.
I've used that coffee with Six Eyes, meaning that they're coming to you and sharing a cup of coffee with you.
Listen, I'm going to send a limo to pick you up wherever
you
are in the world.
You're going to Skype with whoever wins the contest, and y'all going to share a cup of coffee through Skype? Really, dude?
Quiet. My contest, my rules. My contest, my rules. Now listen. Listen. If you want to have a cup of coffee with me, all you got to do is say, hey, I want to have a cup of coffee with Six Eyes. Because it sounds like you're bitter. You know, I'm
not bitter.
I get it.
Why would I be bitter? Because you want to drink coffee.
I get it.
But I'm saying how you expect, if you're doing a contest, the person ain't going to want to win a cup of coffee with you. I'm just being honest. They ain't going to want coffee.
There it is. There it is. I'm so disappointed in you right now, Rose.
Why are you disappointed in me for? It's about that time for those who are watching TV as they listen to the show. Turn to the OWN Network because the new season of the Have and Have Nots is about to start in 1 minute. And it will repeat again if you don't get a chance to watch it. In the last episode of the first season, Jeffrey told his parents he was gay, even though they already knew it. His mother didn't like that. So, and the only reason why she sent him to help out Wyatt, who has a drug problem, is so that he can help him get to liking women, but wind up falling in love with Wyatt in the last episode of the first season. Wyatt plays a trick on him and pretends he's gay just to get him to say that he's gay. Well, the new season has started, and I'm watching it, but I got it on mute because I'm doing the show. The mother's employer is sleeping with her daughter, and she doesn't know that. All is going to hit the fan. All is going to hit the fan. Uh-oh. That's my little play-by-play of the Have and Have Nots. Are you tuned in? Six?
I think Tyler Perry is a genius. No, I'm not. I think Tyler Perry is a genius. Say what you want about Tyler, but he's very talented.
He is. And when Spike Lee said he's doing nothing but coonery and buffoonery, I had to pause for a minute when he said that about Tyler Perry. When
nobody said he made Bamboozle.
Right, he made Bamboozle, and remember School Days. Remember the scene?
Yeah.
When it was like your jigaboo and all that stuff.
Good and bad.
Nobody said that about. Nobody said that about him. He was making coonery and buffoonery.
I think Spike Lee just had a chip on his shoulder.
I think Spike Lee had a chip on his shoulder because he's not bringing in as much money as he used to, and Tyler's killing it right now. So I think it was more so of that. He used to be the big man on campus. Now he's just the little Emmanuel Lewis.
Stupid.
Yeah, that's what I think.
Oh, you mean talk about Spike Lee?
Yeah, I do, on air.
Okay. Can you talk about now?
Yeah. And ladies and gentlemen, here's Ernest.
Yeah, let me tell you the difference between Spike Lee and Tyler Perry. When Tyler Perry met Madea, everybody knows Madea because that's somebody's grandmama. So that's why Spike Lee's mad, because he don't know how to make a good movie now, and he's mad. So that's why Madea's making all the money, because people can deal with Madea, because that might be somebody's mama, that's somebody's grandmama, and that's why Madea's making so much money.
All righty then.
Thank you.
You heard that from Ernest.
Yes, Ernest, thank you.
He'll be
joining us from time to time.
You know, it is true. I didn't think Tyler Perry, when he first started doing the Madea stuff, that it was coonery and buffoonery, disgrace to black people.
But
I didn't think that.
I wonder where he got that idea from. I wonder, did he get that from Geraldine? Because you remember Flip Wilson? I wonder, did he get that idea from that?
Nope.
No, he said he got the idea of Madea when he first did his first play that Madea was supposed to appear in. The actress that was supposed to be Madea wasn't supposed to be him. The actress that was supposed to originally be Madea didn't show up. So what they did was, he had, you know, the show must go on, so he jumped in a fat suit and pretended to be Madea. And he said the inspiration of Madea is his mother and his aunt.
Ah. Okay.
He said, I think he said his mother or his aunt used to carry a gun.
Uh-huh.
And that's where Madea that's where he got that for Madea, from Madea. Because you know, in every Madea play, Madea always carries a gun in her purse.
Wow.
I don't know
yeah.
if Netflix has any Tyler Perry plays on their site. If you look for it, and they do, you will see Madea always carries a gun.
Yeah. Yeah, I know she had one in Meet. I know she had one in Family Reunion. Yeah. But you know who looked like Madea? If you really take a good look at her, Ernest, who looks like Madea? Now think about this real hard. Who looks like Madea? Ding, 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 ding. Lynette.
Yeah, she does.
Lynette looks like Madea.
Who is Lynette? Enlighten the people of who Lynette is.
Lynette is my cousin's wife. And that's who he looks like. That is Herbert's brother's wife.
So you say your cousin-in-law looks like Madea?
She does. She does.
Okay.
Yeah. I think Herbert may get married this year. I hope so. I hope he do.
Why you hope he get married this year? I already told you your cousin got something to tell you, so he ain't getting married.
I don't know. I think
this
year is going to be the year.
All right, that's your prediction.
I mean, hell, listen,
hey,
I'm going to send him
okay.
down there with you. I'm going to send him down there with you. He's going to take you out to a nice dinner.
Yeah.
He's going to take you out to a nice dinner, and y'all are going to be happy. Y'all going to be happy. Now, don't argue with me. Don't do that.
No.
I won't do that. It's either him or WD. Now, which one is it going to be?
What?
You got to pick one, Herbert or WD. Which one is it going to be?
Neither.
No, you got to pick one.
No, I don't have to pick either one.
Yeah, you do.
Why would I? Neither, like I said.
All right, I give you three. Herbert, WD, or the Rhinestone Cowboy. Now, which one?
Neither.
This portion is brought to you by Maxwell House, the only coffee for six eyes.
Ew. See, we wouldn't get along.
You got to learn how to drink real coffee.
We wouldn't get along? Me and you.
Why is that?
Me and you. Because when I want coffee, I don't want no damn Maxwell House.
Well, what coffee you drink?
I drink Folgers, dude. Or Dunkin'
Bullshit
Donuts.
Folgers. No. Maxwell House is good to the last drop.
And I drank that before. It gave me a headache.
Oh, that's because you ain't no real coffee drinker. You a virgin coffee
drinker.
Yes,
I am.
Nah, you're a virgin.
Gorgeous, dude.
No, we ain't going to be drinking no coffee. You definitely won't win coffee with six eyes now.
I ain't drinking no Maxwell House. You better run to the store and get some Dunkin' Donuts.
Well. Wow.
I'll go get some Dino coffee, but I ain't drinking no Maxwell House.
Some what kind of coffee?
Coffee from the diner.
Coffee from the... Oh, the diner? Yeah.
No Maxwell House.
Well, more for me.
Yeah, you can have the Maxwell House. I'll be drinking Dunkin' Donuts or Folgers or coffee from the diner, which is like a dollar. What's so funny?
What? How much is it?
Coffee at the diner is a dollar. The small cup of coffee is like a dollar.
Okay, but what kind of cup do it come in?
It depends. If you're sitting in the diner, you get the coffee cup. If you're taking it out, they put it in a blue and white cup with a top on it.
Is this a large coffee?
No, it's a small coffee. I don't drink large coffees.
Well, you ain't no real coffee drinker.
I don't need that much coffee. What the hell do I need a large cup of coffee for?
You ain't no real coffee drinker.
Yeah, I is.
Yeah. Yeah, I is. You know what?
Yep.
Let's shift gears a little bit. And I want you to tell me your thoughts of Good Times. What did you think about that show?
That was a good show.
I love that show. But I never understood. I mean, who the hell has that worst luck? Every time they got ready to come up, something happened. I ain't never figured that out.
Because that's always what happens when you live in the ghetto.
Ernest, you watch Good Times?
Yeah.
What is your take on Good Times?
Take on Good Times, they didn't want them to come up anyway, anyhow, or whatever. They just want to just keep people down. That's the definition of trying to keep somebody down. But you have to overcome your bad times in life. That was just into what they were doing with Good Times. Always trying to keep them down.
So that's my take of good time.
We miss James Evans. James Evans, after he got off that show, it kind of went downhill for me. Then she met Carl.
Who?
You know, but I love that show. That's a good show. I like that show. Yepper.
Yep.
Yep. So this has been a good show. Our first run of Six in a Row, Road and Six, Six in a Row, Road and Six. It's been a good show. You can join us every Tuesday at 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific, for the Road and Six, Six in a Row show. And we'll have various topics we'll talk about. Some you're going to have to put the kids to bed. Some they may can stay up a little longer. But one thing you know, it's going to be a great show.
No.
Oh, they
ain't
can't.
No kids go.
Oh, well.
Why would
well, the
you,
kids are
going
to put the kids to bed.
No, put them in front of the TV like they normally do.
Road, if you disagree with me one more goddamn time, I don't know what might happen.
Nothing.
Okay. Who's the man?
Me.
Huh? Oh, okay. Okay. Well,
okay.
Oh, okay. I'll see you next week.
Who runs your house?
My mama.
Do anybody got any cousins or anybody you know that's hen-pick?
No.
Anybody? Yeah, we all know some. We all know some that are hen-pick.
No.
Don't ever disagree with me.
Whatever, dude. Whatever, dude.
So, I want to say hello to everyone that's listening out there. And I know you're going to archive this show later on, so I'm not even going to worry about it. But, again, we're here every Tuesday, 8 p.m. Eastern, 5 p.m. Pacific. Six in a row, the road and six. Thanks for listening.
Yeah, man. Oh, we won't get into this one. You know, I'm going to go old school with this one. You don't know nothing about.
All right, let's see what you play.
This has got to be the saddest day of my life. I called you here today for a bit of bad news. I won't be able to see you anymore because of my obligations and the ties that you have. We've been meeting here every day. And since this is our last day together, I want to hold you just one more time. When you turn and walk away, don't look back. I want to remember you just like this. Let's just kiss. Done all the wrong.
right. That was the Manhattans with Kiss and Say Goodbye. And we have music and we have talk. You never know what we'll talk about, but one thing you know, it's going to be good. And you can join us 8 Eastern, 7 Central, and 6 Mountain every Tuesday for 6 and Road, Road and 6. 424-243-9617.
Where you getting the Road and
6
from?
6
and Road.
Oh, I'm sorry, Top Bellin. Wow. I guess she is wearing the pants. One more time, what's the name of the show?
6 and Road.
That's what I said.
You said 6 and Road, Road and 6. There's no Road and 6.
Oh, 6 and Road, okay. Oh, 6 and Road, okay. Okay. I like that. Little lady, watch your tone, okay?
Whatever, dude.
Okay, kids, no fighting. No fighting on the radio, kids. No fighting.
In the last time zone, 5 Pacific. So you can check us out during those time zones. 8 Eastern, 7 Central, 6 Mountain, and 5 Pacific. And if you miss this show, you can always download, as every show is available on demand. And we're on live 7 days a week. 7 days a week. That's right, baby bunch. So, Ernest, I think you got a future in radio. What do you think?
Yeah, I might have a future in radio. And also, if you got a topic that you want to discuss, call into the Six Eyes and Road Show. We'll discuss the topic that you want to talk about. Call in. Call in right now.
Hello?
How'd you think he do, bro? How'd you think
Hello?
He do? Would you hire him?
Who?
Hello?
Who you call me? Who you call me? Me no know no road. Who you call me?
Hey, this is Reggie. How y'all doing out there?
Me no know no Reggie. Me no know no Reggie.
Why don't you take me back in time when I was eating syrup sandwiches and living in my mama's basement? Why don't you take me back in time, baby?
No, no, no time. Me no know the time. No time, no time. Me no know the time.
What, you know what? Listen here. I'm putting the, where is Reggie? Well, we just, where is Raul? Where is the Rick? Where is Philip? I ain't heard from them cats in a while, and they always used to call into the show.
What? Who you talking about? I don't know who you talking about.
Well, you just got off the boat, so I wouldn't expect you to know. Who I'm talking about, but these are people that listen to both shows.
I don't know. I don't know, senor. I don't know, Reggie.
What the, don't worry about it. Suwa. They
Ooh.
Are listeners of the Suwa. That's your name, right? Suwa?
No, senor. No, senor. That's not my name, senor.
Miss Kwan?
No, my name is Conchita.
Oh, Conchita. Conchita.
Yes.
Yeah, I had a tequila banana today.
My name is Conchita Ramirez Hernandez Gonzalez. That's my name.
Hello, every name you just said. How you doing? It's a pleasure to meet you. So what are you
Hello.
Doing over there?
Hola. Me, television.
El Television, what El you are watching?
Watch Telemundo.
El Telemundo. Telemundo. Cinco. Man, my feet hurt. Man, your feet hurt. Why don't you try these new shoes I got? Man, these muffs so got comfortable. You put your feet in here, man, they feel like butter. They feel like butter. Yeah. Well, where can I get a pair? Man, go down to the gas station there and get these shoes. They feel just like butter, baby. All right, man, I got to get me a pair of these goddamn shoes. Now, how much they cost? $19.99. Man, you shitting me. No, that's how much they cost. And I've been walking around, and my feet have been feeling fine. All right, well, I got to get them. All right, you take care of me. Loan me $5 to the mile, all right?
Okay.
Me want to give $5 and me want to go home.
Now, y'all going to get them shoes. They sound like they're comfortable.
Yes, sir.
Want me to send you a pair of
clothes? You said it's $9.99, sir. Excuse me, sir. You said it was $9.99, sir.
Yes, ma'am. Would you like a pair?
What's the name of the gas station?
Marathon.
Marathon gas station?
Yes, ma'am.
And it's $19.99. What colors they got?
Well, they got black, they got blue, white, gray.
Yeah.
And green.
Mm-hmm. Really?
Yes, ma'am.
And $19.99?
Yes, $19.99. Yes, ma'am.
You say it feel like butter?
Yeah, make your feet feel like butter.
I need me a pair of those.
All right, well, what size shoe you wear? We're going to send them courtesy of the 6,000 and Roadshow.
I wear size 12.
Damn. I'm okay. A 12? Yes, ma'am. Okay. Is that 12 wide or 12 regular?
That's 12 wide.
So your foot's wide?
You know my feet big. You know, like clown feet? My feet big.
Well, I mean, ma'am, that's okay. I'm sure your heart's that big too. That's okay. Well, we'll get those shipped out to you. Hold on, so I can get some more information from you, and we'll get those shoes shipped out to you. Also, you can check out each show 7 days a week. Road to Stardom Radio is on 7 days a week, 11 Pacific. And then on, you listening to me? And on Sunday is RTS Book Club. That's at 1 p.m. Eastern. Okay?
You sure it's Pacific? You said 11 Pacific? You sure it ain't 11 p.m. Eastern?
Wait a minute. I'm sorry. It's 11 p.m. Eastern. And on Sunday, it's 1 p.m. Eastern.
Okay. I'll make sure I tune in. What stuff she play on her air?
It's called Road to Stardom Radio. And you can also check out Six Eyes Radio 7 days a week, 11 p.m. Eastern, and on Sunday, 12 noon
You get your praise on without leaving the house. The Six Eyes Gospel Show is 12 noon Eastern, 9 a.m. Pacific.
Mm-hmm.
And you can check those shows out.
So what you playing in your air? What you playing your air?
On my air, I play gospel music, and we have scripture. Monday is a variety show with music, and on Wednesday, now you need to check this show out tomorrow. It's Girlfriend to Girlfriend with Goddess L.
I want you to support that show. What's on her air?
Ma'am, all I can say is just listen. Just listen and let me know what you think. I like to know feedback, what you think about the shows. So everybody listening, I want you to give feedback on what you think about the shows. In the comment area, you can leave a comment. The chat room will be open, and you're able to leave a comment and let us know what you think about the shows. All shows, we're on 7 days a week. The Six Eyes Radio Show is on 7 days a week, and it's also available on demand. If you miss a show, Six Eyes is with you whenever you want him. All you got to do is go to whatever show you want to listen to, and he's right there. Or you can listen live 7 days a week. The Have Groove with Travel is every Monday, 9 p.m. Eastern. Girlfriend is 9 p.m. It's called Have Groove Will Travel. That comes on 9 p.m. Eastern on Monday.
I didn't know groove can travel.
Well, ma'am, I don't know. You know how these kids come up with these lingos.
And then Girlfriend to Girlfriend, I want you to listen to her. She's going to be on tomorrow. And if you listen, I'm sure you might find it. Is she a... I'm sorry?
Is that a lesbian show, Girlfriend to Girlfriend?
Oh, no. It's not a lesbian show. No. It's a show where they discuss relationships and different things like that. You can check it out tomorrow and let me know what you think for yourself. Or you can go to www.blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes, and you can click on there. And you can scroll to any show you want to listen to. If you want to listen to any of the gospel shows or any of the other shows on Six Eyes Radio, you can do that. And also the same with Road to Stardom. You can listen.
Okay.
And let me know what you think.
Okay. I'll check that out.
Okay. You tell a friend about both stations, okay? And you should follow it, too. It's great programming, 7 days a week.
Okay,
and Happy New Year
to
you.
Happy New Year to you, too.
Thank you.
So what was tonight's topic?
Tonight's topic was cheating. Who cheats the best, men or women?
Oh, women cheat better.
Now, you don't sound like you ever cheated in your life.
I did one time.
Oh, did you?
Uh-huh, one time.
What happened?
Well, I was going out with Bobby.
Uh-huh.
And then I cheated on Bobby with his cousin Lenny.
You cheated on Bobby with cousin Lenny. Now, of all people, you couldn't find nobody. Why'd you do it?
Why I do it? Well, 'cause Bobby was cheating on me. With Peggy Sue.
And Peggy Sue gets around, yeah.
You know Peggy Sue?
No, it might be a different Peggy Sue. The Peggy Sue I'm thinking about is Peggy Sue Guan. Might be a different one. She lived in Atlanta. I don't think that's the same one.
Oh, okay. Well, Peggy Sue in my town, my little old town I live in. Yeah, she gets around.
Where are you from?
I'm a little town in North Carolina.
North Carolina? Okay.
Mm-hmm. From a little town, North Carolina.
You eat barbecue down there?
Yeah, we eat a lot of barbecue. Got a little barbecue restaurants out there.
All right. You want to say hello to Ernest?
Who?
Say hello to Ernest.
Hi, Ernest. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. I'm from Carolina, too. My nickname is Billy Reed. I got a cousin named Billy Reed that lives down there. So you tell my cousin Billy Reed I'm coming after him because he messing with Peggy Sue. You know what I'm saying? I don't like nobody messing with Peggy Sue.
How you know Peggy Sue?
Yeah, I know. My cousin.
She my cousin. Oh, your cousin was messing with Peggy Sue?
Yeah, I know Peggy Sue. She my cousin.
Oh, okay.
On my daddy's side.
On your daddy's side?
Yeah, she was my daddy's side.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. I just dropped a brick on Sunday.
You did what? Crying on air. Get off the air if you drop a brick on your foot.
Sorry, I wasn't getting on conversation and I just dropped a brick. Excuse me, please, hold on.
Something wrong with you. You dropping a brick on your foot.
It was holding up something. Can you help me?
How can I help you?
I think it's broken.
Well, they need to go to the doctor. Well, I can't do nothing for you.
Let's sing me a song, if you will. It makes me feel better.
I don't sing. Sorry. Could you please stop yelling in my ear, dude? Well, I gotta go because Bob is coming to get me. He don't know I was with his cousin Lenny. He don't know, so he coming to get me. So I got to go.
All right. Well, you call back in any 7 days a week. You call back in, okay?
7 days a week.
You got the time. 7 days a week. You got the number. 7 days a week.
The number. I don't know the number. What's the number?
Write it down. 424-243-9617.
424-243-9617.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. And you said tomorrow's girlfriend, the girlfriend? And you
don't
know what's on her air?
I have.
I don't know what's on her air, ma'am. I don't know what's on her air. I wish I did.
Oh, okay. Well, it was nice talking to you, nice gentleman. It was nice talking to you.
Thank you. Nice talking to you.
Nice talking to
well,
you.
Well, I got to go. Who is the other person, the lady that was on the air with you?
That's Road. Her name's Road.
Her name is Road. Okay.
She has a show, too. Now, you Google Road to Stardom Radio, and it's the same thing, www.blogtalkradio.com/Road to Stardom Radio. And she's on 7 days a week, too.
Okay. What's on her air? What's on her air?
She plays variety. I mean, she plays indie artists. She has the indie experience. She plays indie artists. You know, independent artists is artists that isn't signed to a major record label, but they sing, they rap, and she gives them exposure.
Oh, so she had indie artists on her air.
Yeah, she had indie artists on her air. Yes, ma'am.
Oh, okay. Well, I gotta go.
Mm-hmm.
Nice talking to you, nice gentlemen.
All right, nice talking with you.
Nice talking with you.
All right, see you later.
Okay.
And what's your name again?
My name is Claritha.
Claritha?
Mm-hmm. Claritha.
Okay, Claritha, we'll talk to you.
Claritha, okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right. How about I just call you C? Is that good? Because I don't want to mess your name up.
Call me
call
who?
You C.
You call me C?
C.
My name
yeah.
is Claritha. I was born Claritha. I'm going to be called Claritha. I don't like them nicknames.
Claritha.
I don't like them nicknames.
All right. Yes, ma'am. Claritha.
Yes, that's my name, Claritha.
Mm-hmm. Claritha, you be eating pancakes on the porch?
Do I eat pancakes on the porch?
Uh-huh.
I know.
Well, you should try it. It's real good.
I don't have a porch, so
just...
I don't know. I wouldn't be eating pancakes on the porch. I don't have one.
Oh, okay. Well, they just said it was good to do. All right.
Oh, okay. All righty.
You
but
have
I got
fun.
Show now. Y'all
okay,
enjoy the rest
fun,
of y'all
okay?
show. Enjoy the rest of y'all show. Make
you.
Sure I tune in to the girlfriend and
yeah.
girlfriend. Tomorrow I'll make sure.
Yeah.
I'll check out her air.
Okay.
I'll check out her air,
thank
okay?
You out her air check out her air because she would like that.
Okay. I'm definitely make sure I check out
okay.
her air.
All right, please check out our air, please.
Okay, bye-bye now.
All right, you have fun now. All right. Want to thank Claritha for calling in, and the guy who dropped the brick on his foot, I hope he's doing okay. It's not like he's in a lot of pain. And,
somebody dropped a brick on their foot?
Yeah.
And you let them on air screaming?
I didn't know they was going to be coming on air screaming. I didn't know.
You didn't know, but they dropped a brick on their foot and they were screaming and you ain't know.
No, I didn't know that they were talking and then they dropped a brick on their foot.
Now, who is Claritha?
That's that chick. Remember I told you that chick, she was singing? That's her.
Yeah, but I heard her say she don't sing, so how is it the same person?
Well, she got a twin because it sounds like her. Now, I know I ain't going crazy.
Oh, okay.
think that was her.
And I heard she said she cheated one time with Bobby with Lenny, with his cousin Lenny.
Yeah. She don't sound like she would be cheating, but, you know.
Because he cheated with Peggy Sue, so she cheated with Lenny. Wow.
Right. Yeah. I guess they've been doing since the beginning of time cheating. So I really would have liked to get more input about your definitions of cheating, but maybe we'll have a part two. We don't know. But I want to thank each and every one that listened.
Well, there is someone in my chat room, NO42, if they want to call in, they can call in if they want to give their definition of cheating.
Well, if you want to call in, 424-243-9617, and thank you for listening. We do appreciate you. Why don't you follow both stations?
The station number is 347-202-0318. That's 347-202-0318.
Yeah, so why don't you follow both stations, the Six Eyes Radio Show and Road to Stardom Radio Show. All you have to do is click follow. What chat room are they in?
They're in my chat room.
Follow.
Thank you.
Wow. Yeah.
You know what? Let's play another song because, you know, the show is winding down. It's going to end soon. So let's get another good song in. It's another old one.
You're listening to Stupid Road.
Thank you. kiss.
Oh, that was Prince right there with kiss. You there, Slicks?
Yepper, yepper. You ever saw Prince in concert?
Yep.
I saw him twice, and he is a hell of a performer.
Prince is phenomenal.
Great
on
show.
Stage.
Great show.
Yes, Prince yep. is phenomenal on stage.
Yeah, so we still got our person in the chat room with us?
Yep.
They still boogieing on down?
Yep.
All right. That's always good, and you are appreciated. Thank you.
Yepper. Yep, 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 yep.
And just a reminder, all shows are available on demand. So if you miss this show, you can always download it. And every show that we've done thus far is available on demand. Or you can be
yep.
here 7 days a week live with us. The gospel show was phenomenal this past Sunday. And the word was phenomenal. I think everybody should go back to that show. Matter of fact, www.blogtalkradio.com/6eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S. Go to that, press that, and go to last Sunday's gospel show. And check
this
out that whole
Sunday
show in its entirety.
You mean this past Sunday?
This past Sunday, yes. It was a great show.
Yep. Yep, it was.
I want to definitely thank Pastor Jamal Bryan for coming through with the scripture. Very powerful, very powerful. And I claim that. I claim that whole sermon. I claim that.
Mm-hmm.
You talk about somebody preaching? He was preaching at me, I know. He was definitely preaching at me.
Uh-huh.
So, and that's why I want to invite everybody, especially with the weather being as cold as it is, you don't necessarily want to go out there in these extreme temperatures. I mean, this weather is not fit for man nor beast, and it's definitely not fit for the elderly. You know, so this is really why I started the Six Eyes Gospel Show, you know, because for those who can't get out, I still want them to have gospel and scripture, you know. And a lot of elderly people are on internet now. You'd be surprised. And they know how to whiz through that computer just like we do, you know. So it's for everybody, though. The show is designed for everybody. So I want you all to check out last Sunday's gospel show. And let me know what you think. Leave a comment. There's an area where you're listening, you're able to leave a comment of what you think about the shows. I welcome all comments. And thank you for your support from both stations, Six Eyes Radio and Road to Stardom Radio. And again, happy 2014.
Yep, happy 2014. 2014 is going to be a good year.
Yes. Yes. And remember, it's extremely cold. If you're living where it's not sunny, it's cold. And right now, the temperature is extremely cold. I want you to make sure you check in on the elderly. I want you to make sure you bring any small pets inside. Because you know it's cold when they bring penguins and polar bears inside at the zoo, and they did this. They brought all the animals inside. So all the animals are inside in their habitat. Inside. They actually have, for temperatures like this, it's heated in there, you know. And I hope that there are warm shelters where the homeless can go, you know, because I pray for the homeless, and I pray the Lord blesses me so I'm able to do more to help the homeless, you know, because it could very well be you or I out there in those extreme temperatures. So this is one of the reasons, you know, and Road feels the same way. You know, every little bit helps. And here soon we're going to be asking for donations to help. I want to raise for 100 blankets to give out to the homeless. Now, I know 100 is a small number, but I feel if I start with 100, Road starts with 100, and then everybody else climb on board, we can reach more people to give these blankets out to. You know, that's the goal. That's one of the things I want to do. So you'll be hearing more about that real soon. Anything you want to say?
So I want to say thank you for NO42 for tuning in tonight. I appreciate it. And, you know, it's that time to say goodbye to all our listening friends. I will be back on Road to Stardom Radio tonight at 11 p.m. for the Indian. Yes, tonight is
and
the Indian.
And join. All right. Tomorrow, Wednesday, 9 p.m. Eastern, join Girlfriend and Girlfriend with Goddess L on Six Eyes Radio, 424-243-9617. Remember, Six Eyes Radio is on 7 days a week and available on demand anytime you want Six Eyes, I'm there. Simply Google Six Eyes Radio or www.blogtalkradio.com/Six Eyes, S-I-X-E-Y-E-S. God bless.
Yes, the Road to Stardom Radio is on 7 days a week. Yes, 7 days a week. We are on. All our music shows come on at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Tomorrow night's show is BOE from the Pages to the Airwaves. That's the next show after the End Experience tonight. And that's at 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And on Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Standard Time is RTS Book Club. You get get information about all the new books that are coming out. Get to learn about some authors. Get to hear author interviews. Yes, you can get Road to Stardom Radio on demand. Just go to blogtalkradio.com/Road to Stardom. Or you can go to iTunes.com. And in your iTunes, you can download Road to Stardom Radio. Or go to TuneIn.com whenever you want to listen to Road to Stardom Radio. We are in the bonus hour. We are in the bonus hour, and it's time to say goodbye in the bonus hour. But I got one more song for y'all, and then we are Audi 5000. And this is the Manhattans once again. They come to hit you with Wish That You Were Mine.
I wonder if they see the sparkle in your eyes. I wonder if they know that I'm not your guy. I wonder if they see that you don't belong to me. Wish that you could be mine.
All our prayers out to the firefighters that was fighting the fire last night on the Cleveland's east side. We want to make sure that all the firefighters and all of emergency personnel are able to get where they need to go to save one of your loved ones. Make sure if you see a fire truck, please move out the way so they can do their job, because they are fighting extreme colds in the Cleveland area. So pray for all the firefighters and all the personnel who are working out in this cold. Thank you from Six Eyes Radio and the Road Show. Thank you.
It's minus 13 degrees outside.
Okay. So it's time to say goodbye. Goodbye, y'all.
God bless. Take care.
Goodbye.